and Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by Defnet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson. Hello and welcome to the Art in Liverpool podcast, and thanks for listening. On this week's episode, we were bringing you the Liverpool Art Prize, news and reviews, and an interview with Pete Moser, director of More Music, who is bringing the Long Walk performance to Liverpool on the 14th and 15th of March. Tickets available from the Philharmonic box office. Before saying who won the first Liverpool Art Prize and the People's Prize, here are a couple of interviews that I conducted earlier. I'd asked Mary Fitzpatrick and Gareth Kemp to talk about the work that they were exhibiting.
It's a very abstract thing to talk about, but I suppose in a sense the work can exist as a documentation of aftermath of battle sites and war zones, but also it's a lot about personal memory. Not only have I had the experience of being in those spaces which hold so much atmosphere, and they're very atmospheric spaces, because when I go to these places, I'm seeing the presences of people that were there and the presences of people that have fled. And, you know, they're incredible spaces, you know, to be in and to be in alone. I'm usually alone in places. So they're very ghostly, atmospheric kind of buildings, and but I see it as very multi-layered, the work, and that's how I intend it to be. But although not a lot of people would see beyond the fact that it's about Kuwait, you know, perhaps, I don't know.
This particular series of paintings, which is called 15 Feet of Pure White Snow, is actually on some old family photographs of a part of Wales where I grew up in the late 70s. And, you know, it was most of the winter really was very snowy. And I've kind of used those as the photographs as a kind of inspiration, kind of sort of mentally cutting and pasting parts from different photographs and merging them together, which gives them a kind of slightly quirky sort of feel, as a kind of common because they're taken directly from photographs, but also, I guess there's a kind of ambiguousness about the pictures in the way they've been merged together, really. And I do tend to use a lot of white paint in a lot of my paintings, not just this series, which people seem to find quite unusual, but I think it works pretty well.
People's Choice Award.
Not to take too much time with just thanking some of the people, it means a great deal for us to be voted by the people, because we've always thought that our artwork is for the general public, not necessarily the art critic world, or there's some high flying art world. So it means a great deal. Thank you very much to all the people who voted, and if you didn't vote, thank you for supporting the whole exhibition.
And the winner of the Liverpool Art Prize 2008 is Imogen Sigourney.
I'm very, very surprised, and of course I'm extremely happy to get this this prize. I'm investing wisely. I'd like to thank everybody who's brought on the situation, particularly Ian, and having a brilliant idea, and Malcolm, having a brilliant idea of having an art prize to raise awareness of the content of the art in the pool. And to Thomas for this brilliant curation, and for everybody at Novas for their very patient support in the last minute addresses. Thank you very much.
Hello and welcome back. As regular listeners will know, at this point in the show I would normally be discussing with Ian what's coming up next week and what has he been to this week. However, this week it's different. Unfortunately, Ian hasn't been able to join me due to the fact that at our normal recording time for the show, his wife Minako was stuck in the lift in their apartment. This was due to a major electricity failure in Liverpool at the time, and it struck most of the city centre. However, you will be pleased to know that Ian's wife was rescued by the fire brigade after about an hour, and she's fine. Ian did, however, manage to send me some notes for the podcast, so here goes. As you've just heard, Imogen Stidworthy won the Liverpool Art Prize 2008, with the Singh twins winning the People's Choice Prize. This all took place at a crowded awards ceremony, with Ian Jackson, Director of Art in Liverpool.com, announcing the winners. Imogen, a locally based audiovisual artist, picked up a cheque for £2,000, which was presented by the main sponsor, Paul Hyland, of chartered accountants Duncan Sheard Glass. The Singh twins, Amrit and Rabindra, received over 440 votes in the People's Choice Award and picked up a cheque for £500 from the award sponsor, Arthur Diamond, of Arthur Diamond Design. The panel of judges included Terry Duffy, Moira Kenny, Callan Moncrief, Angela Heslop and Robbie Davison. Ian and Minico Jackson said that they were really thrilled and proud. The exhibition looks fantastic thanks to the artists and curator Thomas Harold and the wonderful venue. It's been a great success so far and we offer our congratulations to the winners and sincere thanks to all the artists. We look forward to many years of organising this major annual event here in Liverpool and hope that it is something that all Merseyside-based artists will aspire to be part of. The exhibition, the Liverpool Art Prize, continues at the Contemporary Urban Centre until May the 7th, 2008. Now, moving on, last weekend, the 8th and 9th of March, was Thank You Art Weekend, where some 15 galleries and artists took part in Liverpool. The galleries, many of them giving a discount on sales of artwork, and Peter Carr, the photographer, held a draw to choose who would have a photographic portrait taken of themselves. As we mentioned on last week's show, Hawkins & Co. exhibition at the Contemporary Urban Centre is still continuing with 15 contemporary artists' work. Some of those being Donna Berry. Also continuing this week is Women and the Arts exhibition at the Egg Space Cafe. Just opened, we have Elspeth Hamilton with an exhibition called Lifelines at View 2. This exhibition runs from March the 13th to April the 12th. For this exhibition, Elspeth is displaying new oils, watercolours and prints that continue her love of landscape, but with a particular focus on locations where the land meets the sea. Also just opened at Gostin's Gallery, Liz Edgar, Earth, Wind and Fire exhibition. This opens on Thursday, March the 13th from 6 till 9. The exhibition runs until the 31st of March. Of course, full details for all these exhibitions are available on artinliverpool.com. However, here is the big one. As Brian Biggs was telling us on last week's show, this weekend, the 15th and 16th of March, the Blue Coat reopens with an exhibition called Now Then, and many other things too. The exhibition, featuring Alec Finlay, Janet Hodgson, Hugh Locke, Paul Morrison and Yoko Ono. The exhibition is from this Saturday, the 15th, until Sunday, the 4th of May. And starting on the 28th of March, and then every Friday throughout the Now Then exhibition, there will be gallery talks. To attend these gallery talks, meet at the Hub. That is the new name for the cafe in the old gallery space on the ground floor, at 12 p.m. They are free admission and last for 45 minutes and are open to all. And free artist talks are also taking place at the Blue Coat. These are on Tuesday nights throughout April. Look at their website for more details. Also during the Now Then exhibition, you can view other artworks around the building and on their website. Just to highlight one of these, Liverpool artist Paul Rooney will be presenting his new text work, I Can Travel Far From Here. This is a fictional monologue by a relentlessly upbeat female Christian evangelicist from the US West Coast. And this is going to be on the Blue Coats website. I'll look out for that and provide a link on the DefNet Media website. Coming up later in the week is the Long Walk Project. Here is a special item on that. The Long Walk is one of the most ambitious projects to be taking place in Liverpool in 2008. Born from composer Pete Moses' emotional response to the Cocklepickers tragedy in his hometown of Morecambe, it has involved collaboration with Lem Sisse, as well as community groups and celebrated musicians from the Chinese community and beyond. A massive cast will deliver this stunning piece, including renowned musicians Go Yu, Sun Zhao, Simei Wu and Siming Tou, photographer Dinyu Li, and members of Sense of Sound Orchestra and Fracture. The piece explores the ideas of journeys and why we take them, asking the questions about home and displacement that are relevant to us all. Along the way, the audience will make their own decisions about personal journeys as part of the performance. We spoke to Pete about the Long Walk, asking him how it began as a project.
It has a long history, really. As a company, More Music's always tried to put on big productions and make pieces of work that mix a really kind of quality of product but with an interesting process. We got a commission from the Arts Council in 2004 for some funding to make a project, and we weren't really sure what the project would be. When I was working with some Chinese musicians in Gateshead, I suddenly thought, I sort of put the two things together. I suddenly realized that actually the whole thing of working with Chinese musicians and Chinese music would be really interesting. And similarly, the tragedy in Morecambe Bay, which I sort of witnessed right outside my windows, create the possibility for a really relevant and interesting piece of work.
Pete goes on further to explain what it is that people should expect from the performance.
A treat. Tell you that. It's really difficult to describe something like this, but I would just sell it on trust, really. I know that it's going to be an extraordinary evening. It'll be an adventure. It's an intriguing adventure. The music's very beautiful and very powerful. The expectations, I mean, when we were selling it, we were saying this is a response to a tragedy, and you think, oh God, do I want to go and hear about a tragedy? It's not about a tragedy, it's about life. It's a reflection, it's songs and it's music, it's journeys, it's arriving at Cornerstone. Where do we start? All right, we go over there. We have to make a choice. There are five booths. We have to choose where we're going to go. Are we going to go to the waterfront bar? Are we going to go to the tea lounge? Are we going to go to the radio roadshow? There are five places that you go to, and you have to make a choice. So immediately your journey's begun. You'll end up on a coach, driving short distance across the city with a guide who talks you through things. You arrive, you walk into a space, you get given a cup of tea, some oranges, maybe it's some fortune cookies, whatever, and then songs start coming at you. Songs about home, songs about waking up in the morning, songs about views from windows, poems, questions, and that's the first act of it. So you're then in that space with a group of musicians, maybe a choir, maybe some younger children, maybe some Chinese musicians. Each space is different. You come back to the Cornerstone where you hear the second act, and then you're really seeing humanity. You know, you're seeing 80, 90 performers, brass players, fantastic string section, Chinese soloists, great choir, big percussion group, and then that's the kind of orchestra I love putting together, because you get a real mixture of sound and texture. And so is it political, or is it it's a celebration of people. It really is that sense. I think what we're doing here is bringing to life the memory of those 23 people who died on that day in Morecambe Bay.
For more information about the Long Walk, which takes place this weekend on Friday the 14th and Saturday the 15th of March, phone the Philharmonic Hall on 0151 709 3789. Coming up next week. Next week we'll see Editions hold a book launch and illustrations exhibition by John Minion, entitled The Pool of Life. More details about this exhibition are available on the Art in Liverpool website. That's artinliverpool.com. To sign off this week, I'd like to say, Ian Minico, congratulations on the Liverpool Art Prize. It's been a fantastic success, and I really hope it goes from strength to strength. I'd also like to say thank you to Paul Tarpey for the interview with Pete Moser. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Thanks for downloading from DefNet Media, podcasting for your pleasure.